I want to tag on to a last time we got together, we were walking through Philippians, the third and the fourth chapter. And one thing we ended up on Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you move on further down, in verse 19, Philippians 4, 19. Anybody know that one? My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And the Lord led me a different direction this morning. He said I could give you that one. I could back up just a little bit over to Philippians 4:19 and tell Esther that God would supply all of her needs, Melissa, according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My God shall supply. My God shall supply all your need. Well, what's He going to say about that? Well, I don't really think I need to say much about that, do I? Sometimes when you say stuff, you just say too much.
I know that's right.
Pastor, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there a song like that? My God shall supply all your need. I'm sure there is. I don't know it. My God. Do you know it? What is it?
My God shall supply all my needs.
Oh, it's that part. Yeah. According to His riches and glory, He shall give His angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Amen. My God shall supply all my needs. He shall supply all my needs. Father, we thank You right now for supplying all needs. Don't know why we're talking about that. Father, we thank You just right now for supplying all needs in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody knows of somebody with a need. I know somebody with a need. You do. Might be you. Amen. My God shall supply all your need. That's Paul talking to the Philippians. So I'll talk to you. Are you receiving that right now? You enjoying that? Mm-hmm. Have you ever taken a big bold bite of your favorite pie?
Oh yeah.
Huh? Just take a bite of that right now. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Are you in Him?
Yeah.
Scripture says, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Amen. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Thank You, Lord. He's also going to quicken your mortal body. He's already given you a new heart. He's manifesting Himself in your heart, but He's also quickening your mortal body. Well, in that same regard, He's taking care of your physical needs. Scripture says He knows what you have need of before you ask. The Lord knows what you have need of. You need to have something to eat. You need to have something to put on. Doesn't He also take care of the birds of the air and the flowers of the field? How much more value are you to Him than they? For my God shall supply all my need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You know how He's not mad at you? Huh? You're not a disappointment. You're not a disappointment. See, some of you thought you were a disappointment. Most of y'all didn't, you know. Y'all been sitting around here too long. But you're not a disappointment to the Father because you've received Him by faith. Amen? I like to walk around like that and just know that I'm not a disappointment. It's not a license to sin. It's a license to rejoice. Amen? Amen. It causes me to walk. It causes me to seek His face and to walk after Him in thanksgiving and joy, because I know what He's called me to, and I know what He has for me, and I know all the blessing and benefit that He has. And so, when I know that He's already called me, forgiven me, and declared that I'm righteous in His sight, and He wants to have me come into His presence, then I know that He's already taking care of everything else. And you got to meditate on these things day and night. Amen. Because the world, when you see that, when the world will get a hold of you, and so many are full of religion, which say in their mind's heart, not if they're born again, it's not in their spirit heart, but in your soul is so bent to look for sin because you're so conscious of your failure. And God says, no, be conscious of My power and My redemption above the power of your ability to sin.
Come on,
or to be a failure before God. Amen? So you want to rejoice over God's capacity to forgive rather than your capacity to sin. Are you more powerful than God? Are you bigger than God that you can out-sin His grace? My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for that. For letting me do that. That's just more fun than a barrel of monkeys. All right, let's look at Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the Scripture. Thank you for the book of Luke. Thank you for the Gospels. Thank you for leading us and showing us Your Word and Your promises and the love that You have for us. Thank You that You sent Jesus and that He is the substitute and the propitiation, the payment for our sin, and that He did everything necessary. He didn't leave anything out. He didn't half do a half job. He, in fact, completed the work that You commanded Him to do, and now it's completed when we just say amen and thank You, Jesus. I receive You in my heart. I receive Your sacrifice by faith. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, stand still and look. All things have become new. Thank You, Jesus. Amen. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Somebody start Galatians 2:20. Not the song, the verse.
I
am crucified. Thank you. I am crucified with Christ. He died, I died. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless,
I live.
That, go figure. I'm crucified with Him. Nevertheless, I live. And the life that I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. The life that I live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Thank you, Lord. And Luke chapter 6, verse 13, and when it was day, this is Jesus, and talking about Jesus and His disciples, and when it was day, He called to Him His disciples. And of them He chose 12. So He has a lot of disciples, and then He chose 12 of them out in particular. He called to Him His disciples. So He had disciples already who had followed Him. And of course, this is before His death and resurrection. So they're following Him because of His teaching. Amen? Those who are following the teaching are the disciples. Amen? That's like y'all. of whom he also named 12 apostles, or those whom he was going to send. Simon, who he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James, and John. Philip, and Bartholomew. I'm sorry, Peter is Peter's brother, is Andrew. And then James and John, brothers. Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called the Zealot. And Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples. Now who is he standing with? It's always good to slow down when you read, isn't it? And the company, so he stood in the plain and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him. So here he is with his disciples, and here's this crowd of people. It's mass. Did you see the inauguration? Did you see that? Did you see that it was full? No matter what anybody else said, it was full. I got a picture of it. Somebody had a picture that they were showing from behind the podium, and the thing was just, you know, full as it could be. You know. So a sea of people. That's this. Sea of people. This is a that's a multitude. You ever see that? That's a multitude. I just thought I'd give you an illustration of what a multitude might be. Because that's a multitude. But instead of being on a podium, here Jesus is on a plane. He's just on level with everybody else. So obviously people in the back sure probably can't see him. All right, so he's there on the plane with his disciples and this crowd of people. And they that were vexed, which came to hear him, this is the end of 17, the end of verse 17, they came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. So they had an expectation. And they that were vexed, troubled with unclean spirits, and they were healed. They were all healed. They were healed. Verse 19, and the whole multitude sought to touch him. So this multitude, they desired to get in. Further went virtue out from him, and he healed them all. You remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Talks about the same thing, is that virtue went out of him. In fact, he declared, he said that. He said, who touched me? They're going like, what do you mean, who touches? Old crowd of people. And of course, they're bumping into you left and right. He said, no, virtue went out of me. I know something happened. Somebody got something from me. Somebody received something. You know God knows when you receive something?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He knows when you receive something. So Jesus knew. When it's like you can't pickpocket Jesus. When you get something from Jesus, he knows it.
That's right.
And it just snuck something from Jesus. No, you didn't. No. He knew. When faith comes, it touches him and he knows it. He's touched by faith. Amen? Amen. And faith is a gift. Amen. By the way, faith is a gift. Faith is a gift. Amen. It's a gift of God. You know, it comes along with, you know, hey, would you like to receive Jesus? Yes. All of a sudden, you're filled with faith. All of a sudden, faith, and you have all you need. Amen? Mm-hmm. Amen. How many of you have extra muscles? Mm-hmm. You know, extra muscles. No, you don't. You just build them by using them. Amen? You just build them by using them. That's how faith comes. Faith comes, first of all, by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. And then faith is built, not by, you know, getting, you know, collecting a lot more or going out. It's not like making money, you know. Faith is built like by exercising. By, you know, in other words, your faith appears and gets weak when you depend on people and depend on men and depend on circumstances and you're just... And you're just disappointed, and you let disappointment reign. Amen? Mm-hmm. But faith builds and is strengthened by use. Amen? Hebrews talks about that. It's by use. Faith is built by use, by exercising those the gift of faith that's on the inside of you. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. So you want to constantly be exercising faith, which is... Whenever trouble comes, whenever something comes up, you always want to... Don't wait to praise Him.
Amen? Don't wait to praise God. Don't wait to see, well, let's see how this works out before I bother God. Amen? See, we like to, we kind of like to see how things work out, you know, before we pray. You know, well, it's just going to get bad. We'll make sure we know where the fire alarm is so we can pull it just in case. But I mean, God is a busy guy. He's got a lot. You know, we treat him like Santa Claus. He's kind of busy, so may I just write him a letter. You know, no, immediately. Because you are directly connected to the Father. You're directly connected by the Holy Ghost. You are one with Him. It's not like you're making a phone. It's not even like you're bothering Him with a phone call. Jesus, when that lady came up and she grabbed the hem of His garment, already faith made her one with His, with the power of God and with the faithfulness of God. Amen? Okay? So when you touch Him, He's all of a sudden you have received that. Now He knows about it, but all of a sudden you've received it. Now you look at it and For she said, if I may but touch the hem of His garment, I shall be whole. For she said, all my need, you know, I know my God is going to supply all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Did you say that? Did you say that? God said, God heard you say that. See, you're acting by faith. You speak it, you receive by the promise. We're still here in Luke. And the whole multitude sought to touch Him, and there went virtue out from Him, and He healed them all. And He said, He lifted up His eyes on his disciples. Who did He lift His eyes up on? Okay. Yeah. The multitude was there. They were just kind of, the multitude was kind of always there. So He lifted up His eyes on His disciples and said, blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men shall hate you. Now the word blessed there is makario, it's happy. Happy are you. Well, it doesn't sound like a happy, does it? Happy are you, poor. No, because your expectation is there. You have a full expectation that what God promised He's able to perform. See, that's faith. Is you have a full expectation of what God is going to perform on the inside of you. Every day. Do you have a full expectation? Yeah. Now, I don't mean do you have it in your mind and your emotions. Sometimes your mind and emotions are affected by current circumstances. And God gets that and I get that. And I am. Yeah. But no. When that comes up, when that emotion comes up, You address it. You address it. No. You don't rule. Fear doesn't rule. Stress doesn't rule. Anger doesn't rule. In the name of Jesus, I have everything that I need. Huh? I'm just telling you how I live. Or at least I endeavor to live. Is whenever those things come up, you just cast them down right now. And casting down every thought and every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Was that 1 Corinthians 10:5?
Yes.
Or 5:10, 10:5. Casting down imaginations, thoughts, emotional responses. Here it comes. Yeah. Here it comes. You know, here comes a disappointment. Amen. Here comes an attack on my hope. Here comes an attack on my hope. No. Can't have my hope. My hope is fixed. My heart is fixed. David said, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Paul has all the episodes going on. He says, you know, perils on the earth, perils on the sea, peril, peril, perils, all kinds of perils. He says, none of these things moves me. Is that you? Say yes. None of these things moves me. Now, don't care how your feelings are going over here, just going wild, alarms going off. I mean, you like that? I mean, come on. I mean, something happens over here. Most of y'all are old enough to have enjoyed a few disasters with either kids or grandkids or something, business. And when those things happen, you know you just can't go blow up and go get drunk. So at least that part has sunk in. Yeah. But what you need to do is go ahead and take the next step and not be under fear, but to rejoice out loud, often, every time one of these things tries to come up. Say, no, Jesus, thank you, Father, for redeeming that in the name of Jesus. And, you know, here it comes, it's coming, it's right on top of, you know, and you may have to, God may, you know, create some way for you to avoid it or move or, you know, let it slip by.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not going to destroy you. First of all, it's not going to destroy you because you're a man of faith, woman
right.
of faith.
Incorrupt.
It's not going to destroy you because you're full of faith. Amen?
Right.
Amen. Nothing can destroy you.
Nothing.
Nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's nothing that can take you down. Now, you might, you know, there's things in this world that come and go, but nothing can take you down. Are you happy?
Happy.
I mean, granted, you know, here comes the thing. You didn't want that to happen. That was desperate. That wasn't an exciting thing to happen. But no, in the name of Jesus, I am never defeated. Keith Copeland had a song once said, "I am not defeated, and I will not quit." Amen.
Amen.
I don't quit because God didn't quit. He's always in me. He's always in me to will and to do of His good pleasure. Okay, let's look back here. So happy are you when all these things are taking place. Happy are you when men shall, Luke 6:22. Happy are you when men shall hate you, and they shall separate you from their company. They are going to avoid you. And shall reproach you, call you names, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Y'all ever worked in politics? I got a couple of emails recently. You know, I just disagreed with somebody. And they just, oh my heavens to Betsy, you would have thought I killed their mother. You know. Because people have no desire, this is all they got. So they just get so upset. Amen. You know, if Hillary had won, I'd have prayed for her as the president. Dear God, I would have prayed for her. Oh, man, probably more than I'm praying for Donald Trump. Y'all know I prayed for President Obama. No, I didn't pray for Donald Trump, I'll tell you what. Amen. I need to pray for anybody who's in that office. I need to pray for anybody who's stupid enough to run for public office.
That's right.
I mean, those things are. I mean, it's hard. I mean, people just rip you up one side and down the other. I mean, come on, and they get your family. Think about you, just if you're a Christian and you tell people you love Jesus. Right here it says, "Blessed are you when men shall hate you." Not for being a Republican or a Democrat, but they'll hate you just for loving Jesus.
Yeah.
When they hate you, that's right. Okay, for the Son of Man's sake, for the sake of Jesus, when they hate you for Jesus' sake. He says in verse 23, "Rejoice you in that day and leap for joy." Oh, that's too extravagant. Rejoice, I'm going to read it again. In that day, rejoicing, not tomorrow, not next week, not when you get tired of getting your feelings hurt. Huh? How many of you suffer for a few days because it just feels so good to feel bad? Huh? Or to be mad? Rejoice in that day. Well, at least it didn't say in that hour. No. Right now. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. So, now look at that. Rejoice in that day. So it's not like somebody attacked you, so now you get this reward in heaven and you're going to have to wait for it. No, you rejoice because your reward in heaven is so much greater. Is not because of that. Now you get one, you know, you get another Twinkie in your account because you endured an attack, you know, or you get something, a goodie in heaven added to your account. But no, you're rejoicing because you know that all of this is nothing compared to the reward that you've already got. You're not building a reward. You've already got one. You already have it. So he says, rejoice in that day and leap for joy because you're already convinced. That makes sense? Don't look outside, but there's people riding a truck pedaling. Don't look out there. And they're kind of going uphill, so they're really working hard. Charles, can you do something about that? Is that legal? They should be in church. That's a new form of evangelism. We'll make a stop right here. You know, we'll put up a little sign. What do they call those things? Anybody know? Okay. All right. So I want you to rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. And in like manner did the fathers to the prophets. Your fathers did the same thing to the prophets. This has always been happening. It's always been, people have always been down on God's men, on the men of God. Because people are building up hope in this world. They want you to hope in this world. They want because this world is their thing. I mean, you know, you want to make money. If you're into making money in this world, and this is your kingdom, then you don't want people wandering off, not having to give you your due, not having to pay up. Well, we don't have to have that because all of our needs are supplied. Amen. Well, how about tying that together? All of my needs are supplied according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm an ambassador. My stuff comes from home.
That's right.
Home.
That's right.
All of my needs are met according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Right. You're not affected by the things that come and go here. Amen? Now, I know you got a business. You got to eat. You feed your family and you got to keep this going and, you know, feed it. Bathe it, please. Yeah, you got to have things you can take care of. All right? I understand all that, and that comes, but when it kind of wavers, don't sweat it.
That's right.
Amen.
Don't sweat.
Doesn't seem small when it's happening. Sometimes, does it? And it says, "Don't sweat the small stuff." All right, praise the Lord. But woe to you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Those who trust in riches, if you read another place, those of you who are rich. You have received your consolation if you have trusted in that. Amen? Does that make sense? Okay. Woe to you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe to you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Now all of those woes, all of those woes we just read, he's not like cursing the rich people or cursing the people that have plenty. What he's saying is, woe to you if you have trusted in that. If that's your confidence. Amen? Does that make sense? Because he says it in other places. He says, to those who trust. How can those who trust in riches? You know, it's very hard for them who trust in their own, in their riches to be saved. All right, because they have it in their mind that they've got a change going on. They've got something that other men don't have that they have, and they're okay, you know. But the problem is they don't realize the terror to come. They don't realize the horror of what it is to be without Jesus, to be without the presence of God. Now let's read that one more time. Woe to those that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe to you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you, when all men shall speak well of you. So the issues here are those things that woe to you, or you will be, the woe is you are going to be disappointed. I see it coming.
Yeah. Beware.
The woe is, I see it coming. I've met people like you before, and ultimately what ends up happening is, you know, there's nothing in this world that can, that is going to prevent you from seeing the result of sin. Amen? Uh-huh. It's not like God is coming after you with a hatchet. No, it's just sin has its reward. And if you have trusted in this world, sin will ultimately, you know, it's like the guy who ate McDonald's for 30 days, you know. Supersize me, ate McDonald's for 30 days, you know, he's sick, and just, you know, all of the thing. Because, in other words, if you live according to this world for, sorry, McDonald's, hope they don't sue us. But if you live according to the world with dependence upon their provisions, you're not going to make it, because God didn't design the world that way. In fact, the world's falling apart, so. Okay, so the woe to you guys. In other words, don't put your trust in men. Middle verse of the Bible, Psalm 118:8. Uh-huh. It's better to put trust in God than trust in men. I mean, if you want the middle verse, that's it.
That's right. That's the center.
Well, just give me the main thing. It's better to trust in God than to trust in men.
Blessed are you.
Right. And how do you do that? Jesus.
That's right.
Okay, now look here, verse 27. We'll keep moving. But I say to you, which are hearing me, to his disciples, which is, that's y'all. We have any disciples here? Two? Everybody raise your hand. Everybody look up. Everybody raise your hand. Say, I'm a disciple. There you go.
Jesus.
All right. Suzanne, Tony, come on, get with it. Raise your hand to keep it high. Okay, bless them. But I say to you, which hear, love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you. I thought it was funny when Rebecca was talking about that this morning. I said, whoa, this is going to be good. Let's talk about how, you know, your people, we get offended. And again, it's all emotion. It's all emotional. It's all flesh where we get offended. Well, you know. You get offended by a thing or a person or something somebody says or you know, somebody believes something like you don't. Amen? I was like, that's just the opposite. That's you turning verse 22 on somebody else. You're reviling them. You know?
Yeah.
Blessed are you when people revile you and say all manner of evil against you for my sake. Well, what about you when you revile somebody else and say all manner of evil against them, Christian? It's Christian stuff I'm saying. You know, I'm saying Jesus stuff against that evil person. No, you're talking about their wife and their kids and their family. How about you just pray for them and love them and bless them in the name of Jesus. Amen? Are you praying for them? Read it again. I say to you, here's Jesus, he's talking to you, now listen. Love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And to him that smites you on the cheek, that could mean financially, that could mean, doesn't mean you can't, you know, do a, that means you can't do things that are legal to recover in business. But what it does mean is don't get yourself involved. Thank God for lawyers. Somebody said, what? Well, that guy's the guy that goes after your neighbor, not you and you with a hatchet. You know, I'm going to go collect my money, glory to God. No, I mean, you know, it's fine to have somebody go after it for you, but don't you get involved. Amen? First, personally, most people say the problem is you get involved from somewhere in here. You get involved emotionally. You get involved in these things. You know, and if there's law, praise the Lord. God made the law. And so what you want to do then is allow the law to do the work and you just sit back and relax and enjoy Jesus. Amen. Don't get involved in the stress of it, in the anger of it, in the loss of it. Amen. Don't get involved in that. You just pray for those who despitefully use you and love your enemies. Amen. And again, this is not, listen, I have to say this. I always want to make the caveat. It's not because God's not going to like you if you don't. It's going to turn out so much better for you because you're flowing according to the gospel.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
The blessing of God is going to follow after you as you love Him. You're not behaving because God's mad at you. Well, don't you do that, otherwise God's going to make you take away from you, and He's going to take away your promise, and you're going to be in sad shape because He's mad.
Yeah, yeah.
See, people think God's that way.
No,
He's not that way. He's not that way. Say it, He's not that way. No, He loves me. That's right. What He's wanting to do is get you involved in walking according to Jesus so that blessing walks around following you instead of you chasing it. Bless them that curse you, verse 28, and pray for them which despitefully use you. He's just telling you how the kingdom of heaven works. It's good to know how things work, isn't it? When I was a kid, I would take things apart. I was not an engineer. I could never get it back together. Amen. You took a chainsaw apart. You don't want to do that. It's no good when you're done with it. That's right. Exactly. What you want to do is you want to do things according to how God tells you to do them. Amen. So to him that smites you on the one cheek, also offer him the other. And he that takes away your cloak, forbid not to take away your cloak. Give to every man that asks of you, and of him that takes away your goods, ask them not again. I'm sorry, who's saying this? Oh, Jesus. God. Give to every man that asks you of you, and give of him that takes away your goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do also likewise to them. To them likewise. What do we call that? It's golden. Do they teach that anymore? The kids? You don't pray in school, you don't teach people to do unto others as you would have them do to you. That's just pretty smart. God's pretty smart. For if you love them which love you, what thank have you? For sinners do also even the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, verse 35 in chapter 6 of Luke. But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And you shall be the children of the highest, and He is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. For He is kind to the unthankful and the evil. Be you therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For the same, with the same measure that you mete out, that you serve out, it shall be measured to you again. With the same size of scoop that you use to give out, it'll be used, the same size of scoop will be used to give back to you. See, give me a teaspoon, I'll give a little teaspoon to that guy over there. Or how about a 5-gallon bucket? I think I'll give a 5-gallon bucket's worth to that guy. Well, then God will use a 5-gallon bucket or a dump truck, whatever it is, to come bring yours. Amen? Now, listen. See, this give scripture, it's kind of maybe the whole reason I was doing, because God's going to supply your needs. Remember Philippians 4:19 on this scripture here, but you don't want to read this scripture here but without reading the stuff in front of it.
Amen.
Amen? Because what he's talking about here, this given it shall be given unto you, what was it talking about? It's talking about over here in verses 27, you know, 28, 29, 30, is the giving is in the midst of stressful times. The giving is in the midst of things that might not be where you'd be inclined to give. But if you give, he says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure. Press down. You put some in there. Okay, how full is it? It's like that box of cereal that says settling may occur. So you get the box of cereal and it's about a third empty.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, see, Kellogg didn't do that. Sorry, Kellogg. Hope they don't sue me. All right. So he says, good measure. Okay, how much is in there? It's full? Well, try pressing it down. Oh, how much room you got now? Oh, I've got about half. So you pressed it down. He just poured it in there. Now he's got, he pressed it down, he's got half. He said, okay, put some more in there. Okay. How much is in there? Oh, it's full. Well, shake it. How much can he get in there now? Oh, probably another quarter. So he's pressed it down. He's shaking it.
Yeah.
And then what else does he say? Good measure. Press down. Shake it together. Okay, now pour some more in there. Is it full yet? Well, it's almost. It's going to run over. Go ahead and run it over.
Yeah, right.
I can't even get the lid on. Well, good. Ship it out. Send it to Lori. Amen. Because she doesn't deserve it. But she's got faith and she loves me. Amen? That's it, yeah. Good measure, pressed down, shake it together, and running over. He's got a little department up there. It's a good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over department. And they make it's quality. It's called QC, quality control.
Right.
It makes sure that you have more than enough. Mm-hmm. El Shaddai. Mm-hmm. God who's more than enough. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you encouraged?
Amen. Yeah.
I'm encouraged. It's good to read the Bible.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hi. Come on in. Amen. What's your name?
Alfredo.
Hi, Alfredo. Praise the Lord. Good to have you. Amen. Lord's good. God is good. He's doing a good work.
Press down.
All right. Good measure. Press down. Shaking together. And running over. Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to read quickly, and then we're going to stop at the end of this. And he spoke a parable to them. Can the blind lead the blind, and they shall not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that's perfect shall be as his master. And why behold you the mote that's in your brother's eye, and perceive not the beam, the 2x4 that's in your own eye? Either how can you say to your brother, hey, let me pull the speck out of your eye, and when you yourself behold, you don't even know you've got a 2x4 in your own eye that is in your own eye. Can you, hypocrite, cast out the first beam out of your own eye, and then you shall see clearly to pull the speck out of your brother's eye? For a good tree brings not forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. That's interesting. Every tree is known by its own fruit. Where'd that fruit come from? Well, that guy right there. Every tree is known by its own fruit. So I'm not judging a group of people by one tree. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a thorn bush do they gather grapes. A good man out of the treasure, good treasure of his heart. I'm going to read that again. A good man out of the good measure. I think I'm going to read it. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart that brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. Here we go. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, here's how he's like. The guy that does what Jesus says, here's what Jesus says and does it. He is like a man which built a house and dug deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods rose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house. It beat hard. The trouble beat hard on that house. And it could not shake that house, for it was founded upon a rock. But listen, he that does hear and does not, he that hears and does not, is like the man without a foundation, who built a house upon the ground, against which the stream did vehemently beat, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. Now, what does that mean? The ruin of it. It was in the news. It was spoken of. Amen? So he says, let's back up here. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you who he is like. He is like a man which built a house, dug deep down to the rock, and laid the foundation, there it says, on a rock. And when the flood rose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. I'm founded upon a rock. Amen? Are you founded upon a rock? Hallelujah. Founded upon a rock. That's it? Amen. I love.
Rock for our salvation.
I've got complete peace, rest. Nothing moves me. Well, I saw you yesterday and you were moved. Well, come back in about an hour. I didn't move far. Amen. I didn't move far because I built my house upon the rock. Amen. I built my house upon the rock. Now, you know, there's still some things. Every day, there's some things that I miss. Amen. Amen. I hope you're like me. You miss things. Then you can repent and enjoy the forgiveness of God.
Yes.
Because He loves me, and I'm always pleasing to Him because of faith.
That's right. He sees Jesus.
Because of faith, I'm always pleasing to Him. Always. Say it, I'm always pleasing to God.
Always pleasing.
Say, from the heart, I'm always pleasing to God.
Always.
Now, there's deeds that I do, and I fail, and I mess up, and I do. And He made a provision. He said, when you sin, we have an advocate with the Father. That if you should confess your sin, if you confess your sin, He's faithful and just to forgive you. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean He didn't forgive you if He didn't do it? What it means is you're receiving the forgiveness.
Right.
You know what the best thing to do about receiving forgiveness is? To enjoy it.
Right.
Amen? Because otherwise you walk away and you feel like you're guilty.
Yeah.
Amen? Anybody like that? You feel like you're guilty. So go ahead and just take a big piece of candy. Pastor Jim, over when he'll have a meeting, he'll have a bowl of candy on his thing. I guess it's Peggy, I'm sure. Or maybe it's Pastor Jim because he wants to get rid of it. Oboe. Pastor Jim got that candy. And he wants you to come get that. He wants you to get, if you need forgiveness, Jesus puts that big bowl of candy right there. He says, come get this. You need it. You need it. You need to come get this. So he wants you to come get it. Amen. We're talking about forgiveness now. We're not talking about candy. Okay? Now, He wants you to receive forgiveness today. Amen?
Amen.
So that you can walk in the fullness of the promise.
That's right.
Amen? He doesn't want you to receive forgiveness so He doesn't kick you out of the house. He wants you to receive the forgiveness. Amen?
Amen. Free.
Come on.
Yes.
Receive it. I mean, get clean. Get, you know. I mean, you got a big old nice shower, use it.
Amen.
I mean, it feels better.
Hot water.
Amen. Hot water. Soap.
Yeah.
Shampoo.
Uh-huh. Versace.
I don't know about that.
We're already a sweet savor.
I say. All right, I'm going to better quit. All right.
Amen.
Glory to God. So, okay, so I want you to receive forgiveness right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Father, Say it. Father, I receive forgiveness.
I receive forgiveness.
I repent of that sin that I just thought of.
I repent of that sin I just thought of.
This is a good practice for me.
Yes, good practice, Lord.
And I repent of it.
I repent of it.
And I receive your forgiveness in Jesus' name. It's gone.
It's gone.
It's no longer on the books. You didn't remember it.
Don't remember it no more.
And I'm happy and peaceful.
I'm happy, peaceful.
And I'm receiving your goodness and blessing.
Your
power to love.
Your power to love my enemies.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I forgive all my neighbors.
Forgive all my neighbors.
And my enemies.
And my enemies.
I love them.
Bless them, Lord.
Because I'm like you. I love them. You love them, and so do I.
You love them, I love them.
I want them in the kingdom.
I do, really. I do.
Don't pay any attention to my brains. Don't pay any attention to my evil emotions.
Yes.
I want them in heaven with me.
I want them in heaven with me.
Because you love them.
You love them.
And they're my brothers and sisters.
My brothers and sisters.
And we rejoice in it and give you praise. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. All right. Luke chapter 6. Go back and read it. Amen.
Amen.
Go back and read it and enjoy it. Chew it. Eat. Mm-hmm. It's like bread. Eat it.
Day and night.
Amen. See